Good morning, everyone. I'm delighted to be here at the 2024 International Conference on Innovation and Management to share our findings. My name is Zewen Hong, Hong Zewen. I'm a PhD student in business, majoring in information management, studying with Professor Liu Sihao at the Zhongyuan Christian University, Taiwan. And today, I'm excited to present our paper titled Employee Family Participation Measures from the Perspective of the Enterprise Transformation. Abstract. Enterprise transformation is a stressful thing. It often strains the relationship between employees and their families. In some cases, this can lead to resistance from the employees, causing the transformation to fail. Research has shown that family-friendly company policies alone are not enough to reduce the conflict between the work and family. Instead, a proactive work-family culture and additional support from within the company is more effective. The company, in our case study, is a Taiwanese lubricants distributor, which we will call Company A, established in 1959. The company has a strong focus on professionalism as well as the work-family balance. Company A has organized many sports, travel, camping, and other family-friendly events to increase employee-family interaction. In addition, it is considering implementing father policies based on the ages of employees' children to encourage the employees to maintain a healthy work-family balance. Company A hopes that these measures will increase the overall stability and productivity of the team. Business should proactively manage the employees' stress to ensure the successful transformation. 1. Research background. Corporate transformation often causes the great psychological pressures on employees, which may lead to laziness, resignations, and other rebellious behaviors. This could then hinder the success of the enterprise transformation. Employee stress comes from a variety of sources, including business, society, family, work, or personality. Wherever it comes from, stress can negatively impact the organizational performance. A major source of stress is the disruption of work-life balance, especially to the family unit, which can be exacerbated during transitions such as the move toward remote work. Lack of the consensus about work and family boundaries may lead to conflict and resistance. This study examines the Taiwanese small to medium-sized enterprises' efforts to build connection with the employees' families through specific measures by maintaining healthy lines of communication with employees' families. Companies can help the employees to focus during the transition and prevent the pushback, including the mass resignations. 2. Literature review. Employee family participation measures and enterprise transformation. Family-friendly policies have limited effectiveness in reducing work-family conflict. A survey of the 564 employees showed that these policies had little impact on the perceived conflict. However, a proactive work-family culture and family support can help balance work and family roles. Conrad and Mongo, 2000, found that work-life planning had a positive impact on the productivity, especially among the professionals and the female employees. Chou Yaping and Lai Su Hui, 2017, observed that the work-family measures can reduce the conflict, but are less effective during the periods of the high work-related anxiety, such as during corporate transitions. Work Family Borders, the series studies the interaction between the employees' work and the family roles by analyzing the domain configuration and the boundaries. Segmentations and consolidations are two strategies for managing these areas. Segmentation provides clear role boundaries but makes the role transition more difficult, whereas the integration simplifies the role transitions but can lead to role conflict and anxiety. In a stable environment, employees can cope with these stresses, but changes such as the enterprise transformation can increase the stress level. For example, the pandemic induced shift to remote work has blurred the lines between work and home, increasing the conflict and the stress. To mitigate these issues, management and human resource department should proactively adjust the work-family balance measures to help the employees adapt to the new situation. This approach ensures the employees' loyalty, stability, and productivity. 3. Kes Company Profile. Founded in 1959, Company A is a Taiwanese company with a long history, specializing in the distribution of ExxonMobil lubricants, especially the Mobil brand. For 65 years, it has been steadily evolving to meet the ever-increasing demands for machine lubrication. Company A now provides the lubricants for industrial and automotive applications, all-year packagings, and specialized logistics services. Company A is headquartered in New Taipei City and has the branches in Taichung Port and the Kaohsiung Dafa Industrial Park. In 2022, it established a dangerous goods warehouse in the Zhanghua Binhai Industrial Park that meets the highest ESG standards. The company has the delivery fleet which surprised the world of Taiwan, and has invested heavily in digital management system to connect all the locations via high-speed network to support the technological and business innovation. Company A has a good reputation in this field and has received a prize from the ExxonMobil and other partners. It is an industrial leader in tribology, which is the study of lubrication, and provides the ongoing professional training to its employees, especially sales representatives, to provide informed customer service. In addition, the company has a publishing department that produces Taiwan's only lubrication-related journals and authoritative technical guides. 4. Kes Company Family Participation. John D. Rockefeller once said that the people who seek work as pleasure is in heaven, and the people who seek work as the responsibility live in hell. This is a good illustration of the importance of the good work environment. Company A was established in 1959. Employee benefits such as the paid vacations and the weekend were not common at that time in Taiwan. In the 1970s and 1980s, Taiwan's economy boomed, driven by government development programs, resulting in rapid industrial growth and in increased in demands for lubricants. Since tribology, the study of lubrication, was still a niche field, Company A invested heavily in training and retaining experienced employees. In order to improve the employee retention, Company A provided competitive salaries and cultivated a sense of the belonging among the employees. They got ahead of government regulations by introducing the half-day weekend leave and the 7 days of the paid leave in the first year of the employment. In the 1980s, rapid economic growth and younger workforce lead to social activities that focuses on sports and camping. As employees started families in the 1990s, the company shifted to family-friendly events, establishing the children's scholarships and hosting the annual award ceremonies. As it expanded in the 2000s, Company A added family sports games to its annual banquet, creating a highlight event for employees to come together. However, the COVID-19 pandemic upended these traditions. Employees began working from home with less and less in-person contact. After the pandemic, the general manager hoped to resume these activities, but employees were uninterested. Additionally, the use of the pay leave, which had been declined before the pandemic, continued to decline after the pandemic, indicating work-life balance among employees. There are many possible reasons for the decrease in pay leave usage. For example, heavy workload limited labor, and the 2016 revision of the Labor Standards Act, which doubled the compensation on the unused paid leave time. To address the issue of the work-life balance, HR managers interviewed employees to understand their reluctances to take the time off and explore the possible measures to combat the situation. Five, Case Company proposed solutions. In response to the problem of the low utilization of the pay leave, Company A's HR manager conducted interviews with employees who did not fully utilize the pay leave. These discussions revealed various factors which influenced the pay leave usage. According to the information gathered, HR proposed two categories of the pay leave. The first type is the actively planned leave. This is the type of the vacation where dates and activities determined in advance. For example, when employees go on holiday or take time off to accompany their children to exams. The second type is the unscheduled leave. This is when employees need time off on short notice in order to deal with the unforeseen events. For example, to deal with the emergency home repair or to accompany a family member to a doctor's appointment. We can further divide the active leave into the three different categories. First, there is a personal leisure, for instance, taking time off for shopping or to travel. Secondly, there is family time, that is to take time off and to attend a family gathering or participate in activities with the parents and children. The third type is the hobby study, for instance, taking time off attend a language course. Given that Company A is 65 years old, its employees span different age groups and have the different priorities during leisure time. However, most employees share the need for more family time. The HR department therefore proposed to focus on family time as a possible point to leverage to increase the pay leave usage. To design the most effective campaign to encourage the employees to spend more time with the family using their pay leave, we should first categorize the type of the family time activity according to the average age of the employees' children. The first category is aged 0 to 15. These children are still in school, and any activity that should take the place during summer or and winter school holidays. The second category is 16 to 25. At this age, the children may be interested in the part-time work or the internship. This might free up the time for the parents to enjoy the personal leisure activities. The third category is the children above the 25 years of age. At this point, employees may be spending more time on the elderly members of their family and be more interested in activities which are suitable for the older people. Based on this rough categorization, the company's HR department drew up some proposals for each group. For those in the first category, summer and winter camps may be of interest. For example, Company A held a 3D printing and robotics summer camp in 2023. In addition, family travel packages with subsidies might be attractive to employees with younger children. Possible destinations could include the tourist attractions in Taiwan. For employees in the second category, the company could consider sponsoring individual on group travel for employees. For employees in the third category, the company could consider offering an annual family participation travel subsidy. In order to increase the rate of the paid leave usage, these activities should not take place during national holiday. This should be a variety of the options for employees, and these options should be offered with the sufficient lead time for maximum feasibility. Feedback and satisfaction surveys can help to improve these measures. 6. Conclusions. Company A has become the benchmark organization for its proactive approach to work-family balance. Analyzing the decline in pay time of usage shows that Company A's success lies in its commitment to supporting employees' work-life balance and cultivating a stable and professionally experienced workforce. This proactive interventions ensures that employees are supported rather than criticized as they navigate organizational changes, helping the company stay at the forefront of its industry. In the era of digital transformation, business and HR managers must continuously monitor and support employees' work-family balance to reduce the stress. By taking a proactive approach, the company ensures that employees can transition smoothly into the new organization structure. Thank you for attending the IAM 2024 event. Special thanks to our panelists, moderators, and the IAM for hosting. Your engagement and insights enriched our discussion. This event has provided valuable new perspectives and will aid advancement in our field. Thank you very much.